As I grow even deeper into this humanhood journey, I'm finding that I'm becoming incrementally better at the process of releasing people and letting people go without a preoccupation with the why, and finding more faith and trust in the why. When we realize that our lives and our connections with other people move in seasons and in cycles, just like the natural seasons, we find more peace and acceptance in the way that connections come and go, and we simply don't focus on why is this happening. We focus on thank you for allowing this to happen. So we're going to get into that in today's episode. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Full Ass Human Podcast, your landing place to reestablish a relationship with your humanness. I'm your host, Mel the Oracle, and since 2015, I've built a platform and community centering the human experience and re-spiritualizing the journey of humanness. And so with this podcast, I bring all of that rich experience from the last 7 years, mixed with my personal journey and story, to give you wisdoms and tools and new perspectives and essential lessons that support you in humaning better. Let's get into the episode. Hey, loves. Welcome to episode 22 of the Full Ass Human Podcast. As always, this episode is brought to you by my Spotify playlist, Things on My Mind, a season shift vibe. This is the best title for this playlist because in the midst of this, I made this playlist the night of this story that I'm going to tell you about. And so my mind was just kind of, it was very airy. There was a lot of thoughts going in and out, and I wouldn't say that I was scatterbrained, but there was just a lot coming to me, all right? And so with the season shifting, I feel like I'm moving into a new vibe. I feel like I am stepping into a different version of myself, and this playlist for me just kind of represented a little shift. So take a moment to click the link in the show notes and take a listen and let me know how you feel when you listen to it. And yeah, with this airy energy, it's been very mercurial energy, just mind moving swiftly from one thought to another. But the dope part is it feels like more of a Gemini vibe than a Virgo vibe, because my thoughts have been based more in curiosity versus criticism. So yeah, man, as the season is shifting, I just feel like there's momentum in my thoughts, which hasn't necessarily been a bad thing, but I've noticed it. And so before I hop into the meat of this episode, I just want to reflect really quickly on the power of this new moon that just happened in Pisces. And in my last love note that I sent to my email list, I talked about remembering how deeply influenced and affected we are by the cosmos, right? By the sun, the moon, other stars, planets, and things that are happening cosmically and astrologically, whether you believe it or not, is affecting us here on Earth. We would be foolish to think that we were the center of the universe and that nothing else that is happening out in the ether, out in the cosmos, isn't affecting and influencing us. And so you can move about that relationship with the cosmos in a passive way, or you can move with it in a collaborative way. And one way, just one of the many ways that I practice being in collaboration with the cosmos, is moving and living with the moon. And so, you know, there are many phases of the moon, but this new moon that just happened was really powerful for not just me, but I feel like a lot of people around me. And there was a lot of potency around releasing. Yes, new moons are associated with setting intentions, but depending on the kind of the mood of the moon and everything that's going on, releasing before setting the intentions can often be really powerful. And this was one of those moons. And this moon, this new moon, was happening in Pisces in my eighth house in my natal chart. So that is the house of death and rebirth and growth and change and transformation. And that's exactly the theme and the mood of how this moon showed its ass in my life. So I'm going to share this quick story to talk a little bit about this theme of releasing people and getting to a place where we can find gratitude in people leaving, in people removing themselves from our lives, and vice versa, of us removing ourselves from other people's lives. And so on the new moon happened on the 20th. And on the night of the 19th, I had been kind of going back and forth of like, what do I want to do to be in ritual around this new moon? And I just decided to keep it simple. I had kind of thought about what I wanted to write and what I wanted to release. And a lot of times when I talk about releasing and when I write about it, it's about these very intangible things, right? Like this limiting belief, or, you know, this way that I talk to myself, or this way about going about life. And I got the clear message this time that no, this time you need to clearly release people. Okay? There are people that you need to release to move to this next phase and to this next level. And so there were two people specifically, two men in my life that I needed to, well, one is not in my life and the other is currently not either. We'll get to that in the story, but a person that I had dated before that I just have I still have an attachment to as far as the memories of our relationship. And so there was just some kind of like sweeping of that needed to happen. And then there's another man in my life that has been around for some time, but it was just starting to feel like the connection was getting stale, like neither one of us were growing or gaining anything from the connection, at least especially me. And so, but I was having a hard time. I was in conflict with how to move forward with that and how to release myself from it. So I decided to write about it. And I wrote that I was ready to release that connection. And so I wrote about how ready I was, what that looked like, what it felt like to do that, and why I was ready. And, you know, I wrote that I think that the ending can just be implied, you know, just kind of let it fade out into the background. And so I, you know, sat and I breathed with that. I visualized that. And then I closed my journal and I went to sleep. And so as the next 2 days went by, so the 20th went by, the 21st went by, and I woke up on the 22nd. It's interesting that this is the 22nd episode because this big turning point happened on the 22nd, and I was surrounded by twos that day. But I woke up the morning of the 22nd, and I just had this feeling of like, you know, I'm sending out this email this morning. It would just be funny if this person just unsubscribed today. It was just a very random thought, like who wakes up thinking about that? So I let the thought come in and I let it pass. And I went to Twitter because I was going to make a tweet, and I made the tweet and I saw that I had one less follower. And I laughed to myself like, wow, that would be funny if that's him, you know? And I looked and it was him. He had removed himself. So I followed that first thought that I had, and I went to my my email list, and I just checked to see if there was any unsubscribes. He unsubscribed. He removed himself. And I remember taking a moment to just sit and be in awe, first of all, of how fucking swift the intention that I said to release this person came to fruition. A lot of times when we're asking the intangible world, the universe, God, spirit, right, our ancestors, when we're asking for assistance and intervention with releasing, we often don't think that it'll happen swiftly. And we still put a lot of energy into mentally preparing ourselves for it to happen, or all of these different things. And we don't expect it to happen just like that. And so this happened just like that. So I spent the day kind of in awe of my power and in awe of how quickly that assistance came, but also just processing like any feelings that were there. Because when I saw these two things of this person removing himself, I felt a permanence. I felt a conclusion. I felt a closing. Like, wow, I just wrote about this and here it is. And so that's how this kind of came into fruition for me, where I wanted to have this conversation about releasing. Because even though this was something that I clearly and blatantly asked for in the past, even when I've asked for something, and even in moments where I haven't, where I've asked to separate myself, to detach from a person, and it's happened, I've doubled back and said, well, but what is it about me that made this person leave, that made this person remove themselves, right? So this is crazy. Even though I asked, I have a history of still going through the mental backflips of like, why? Why did they leave? Why did this end so abruptly? What is this about? And so, you know, and that has brought up a lot of grief and mourning around those situations, those connections. But we don't think about how gracious we can choose to be when people remove themselves, when people leave, when a connection ends. We don't think about, wow, that could have possibly been protecting me from something. Wow, them leaving has now opened up space for a better relationship, a better friendship, a better connection to come through that is serving me in this next level, in this next season that I'm moving into. That space would not be there and created to invite this new person or new opportunity for something greater and better to come in had this person still been around. And the more that I resist this release, the more that I resist releasing, the more that I resist everything that I've asked for. Do you know? And so I just wanted to share this quick story about that, because that night, so this all happened on the 22nd, and it was just, it was a lot going on. Like I said, I spent a lot of the day in awe, but I also spent a lot of the day in gratitude of like, you know what? This is what I asked for, and this is now what's happening. And I have my little feelings, but mostly what's trumping any feelings about that person leaving is being grateful for that person removing themselves. Sometimes it's just time. Sometimes it's just time to move on. I was changing. I could feel that person was changing. Even a few days before all of this happened, we talked on the phone and his voice sounded different. He felt different, you know? And so these are just little things that I'm picking up on in retrospect, but sometimes it's just time. And we tap into our abandonment wounds and our wounds around feeling unlovable or feeling as though if I let this go, something better won't come, right? We fall into our wounds around those narratives that makes it hard for us to conceive detaching from a connection. And connection is a deep human need, right? So when we've established one with someone, our minds almost set us up to say, well, this person is here, so it's forever. You know, we almost have this default that says, this person's here, they've been here for some time, this is going to be forever. But not every connection is forever. It's not, they're not all meant to be. All right? Some connections are seasonal. And the more that we move into connections, into relationships of any kind, with that understanding, I think people would think that it makes us detached throughout the whole thing, right? We don't allow ourselves to fully be in it because we know that it could leave at some point or whatever. But I actually think what that does is it allows us to open up more. If we let it, like, it allows ourselves to give ourselves fully to the connection while it's here. And then when it moves away, we can say that was amazing for what it was when it was. All right. But this is a perspective shift to move into. And I'm not saying that it's going to be easier, happen overnight. But when we truly understand that connections of any kind, all of them are seasonal. Even if two people have been together for 50 plus years, when one of those persons pass away, now it's a new season. All connections are seasonal. And some last for many, many seasons, and some may only last for a few, and some may only last for one, right? So, you know, this is just me sharing a personal story about releasing people and how deeply important it is to build that muscle. And the last thing I'll share about my personal experience is that night on the 22nd, right, the day that this person just removed themselves, I went to sleep and I had many crazy fucking dreams that night. But the last dream that I had was one of the most amazing sex dreams that I have ever had. And I know you're probably like, girl, what the hell? But I had a sex dream and this man in the dream was so connected with me, so in tune with me. Like, there was nothing that I needed to teach him about pleasing me in the dream. He knew every move, everything to do, everything. And I didn't know this man in the dream, right? In the dream, this person was new to me. But in the act, he was so fluid and fluent in me, with me. And so I woke up from that dream like, damn, who was that man? And, you know, I talked with some friends about it. And, you know, there is this sense that a relationship may be coming. But even aside from that, the more that I've sat with it, and I just really came to this realization just a couple of days ago, just sitting and thinking about the dream, is that yes, it was a sex dream, right? But I think thinking about this person's fluency with me and the way that I didn't have to ask for anything or teach or tell, yes, it could be about finding a partner, you know, who is this person, but it could also just be about, because I made and took that step to release something that really just needed to go, it was just time. Now I've opened myself up to getting exactly what I want. exactly what I visualize almost every day, the life that I desire, right? And I don't have to, there's no effort. There's no hard work. There's no need to, like, quote unquote, manifest. It's just coming. And I kind of took that from, like, all right, yes, it was this was this physical sex dream, but this could also be what that is representing. And so also just in the midst of this releasing this person, I'm already having visions and revelations about what this could possibly be opening up for me. And so I want to close this episode with actually a rereading of an affirmation interlude that I recorded on this podcast in season one. It's actually episode 5 of the podcast when I was sharing affirmation interludes with you all. And it was just these quick little guided affirmations where I shared a, you know, kind of a personal story leading up into this lesson and perspective shift. And when I thought about this episode, I was like, this is the perfect thing to re-enter into their psyches, into their minds, with talking about the magic of releasing people. And so I'm just going to reread this, and that'll close out the episode. This affirmation interlude was inspired by an experience I had last week. I sent out an email to my email list, and the next day I noticed I had a handful of unsubscribes, the most, in fact, that I've had in almost a year. And this happens all the time. People unsubscribe all the time, and I usually feel nothing at all. But that day, I was tender. And the little girl mail popped up and thought, well, damn, don't they like me anymore? Don't they want to hear what I have to say? Am I boring? Do they think I'm changing too much? Did I say something wrong? I must not be interesting anymore. I must not be valuable to them anymore. And as I heard these thoughts, the first thing that I knew was that they were not coming from adult me at all. I also noticed the parallel to how we can fall into these thought processes when friendships end, when romantic relationships end, when people disappear or leave, or when the energy of a connection shifts. And in that moment, it became clear. I'm not even talking about or sharing about the same thing I was 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 2 years ago. And what I'm transforming into may not resonate or may not be in line with the reason these people came into my world in the first place. And there is not anything I can or want to do about that. When you grow, change, and transform, you may emerge as a person that your current friends, peers, or partners no longer resonate with. How you are, what you believe, what you allow, your boundaries, your tolerance, your energy, your presence may repel them, may make them uncomfortable, may rub up against their wounds, may not interest them, may scare them, may change their mind about you, may cause them to exit. And I want you to remember that this is okay. It is a blessing because not everyone can come. Not everyone will come along. And your self-worth is not dependent on someone's or people's presence or absence in your life. It holds no weight to your worth. The path and pace of which you and others evolve is always varied, and no one needs to be made wrong for the natural shifts that occur. You are not wrong for changing, and they are not wrong for leaving. For letting go of your hand and standing still as you continue to walk forward. It's simply a part of life's cycle. The lesson was revealed and learned. The contract has been completed. The reason was resolved. The season has passed. Breathe and let it go. I'm not telling you not to feel. Process and experience your grief, your heartbreak, your sadness. And then remember that as much of a blessing as it is to receive people into your life, it is equally a blessing to let them go, to let them leave. And remember that your willingness to continue down the path you are led is you saying yes to your damn self. Let them release you. Let you release them. Self-worth intact, self-confidence intact, self-acceptance intact, self-trust intact, moving on and forward in the direction of you. This is my affirmation and my prayer for you today and every day after this one. I love you. I see you. I feel you. I am you, human. Take a deep breath. Thank you for listening today, allowing me to share a little tad into my story of something that I experienced really deeply over this last week. And I just want to remind you that your ability to release people is potent and it is healthy. And the more peace and acceptance that you can find in building that muscle, in building a relationship with that process, the less suffering that you'll experience. And it doesn't mean that you won't feel anything when you release people, when you allow people to remove themselves, when you ask for assistance with letting go or releasing a person. But it simply means that you get better at that process. You become more fluent in that process. So take that with you as you go about the rest of your day and your week, as you move into March, into this new season. And remember that you can always support the show for as little as $3 a month if the things that I share here support you and influence and impact you on your daily journey. You can click the link in the show notes to support the show. And until next time, please remember to take care of yourself. Drink your water. Rest when you're tired. Move when you feel like moving. And we will talk in the next episode.
Hey, I know you're still processing another potent episode of the Full Ass Human podcast. But before you go, I want to invite you to come hang out with me on my show, Multi-Passionate Mastery. If you're someone who has a lot of talents and a lot of passions, and you don't subscribe to the idea that you have to choose just one thing in order to be successful, then you're going to love the conversations that we're having over there. And I'm not inviting you to listen to my show just so I can pump you up with empowerment content. You're going to leave with tangible tips and holistic approaches to common problems that multi-passionates face, like focus, prioritization, knowing how to choose what to start with first, and that type of thing. If you're not sure if the podcast is for you, you can start with the episode titled, Are You a Multi-Passionate Creative? Here's 5 Ways to Tell. That's episode 38. So click the link down in the show notes or find Multi-Passionate Mastery anywhere you listen to podcasts. Hope to see you over there soon.